This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome into the Monday edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle. So happy to be back in the chair, joined by Sean Shapiro. And so I'm in Vegas, and I pull up the old podcast, and Mr. Shapiro and Luds chirping me a little bit and saying how great the podcast was today. How are you, Sean?
I'm good. We missed you, though. Luds was obviously, I'll say this while he's not on here, he was definitely the leader in the effort of dragging you through the mud. So, but we missed you. So I'll say that. I'll lead off that way to get the mea culpa out of the way and then let him be the bad guy on Wednesday.
Nah, that's right. That's right. I do appreciate you guys doing it. It was a great podcast. I really enjoyed the insight that you guys and the conversation that you had. So it was really good. And for those listening for the first time, we are Spits and Suds. And Sean Shapiro joins us every Monday and Friday. Craig Ludwig, 2-time Stanley Cup winner, one with the Stars, joins us every Wednesday. So if you like the podcast, spread the word to Stars fans and NHL fans that there is a podcast here in Dallas-Fort Worth for you where we just talk hockey. So let's get into the Stars on Friday night and also on Saturday. Winnipeg and Colorado, two Central Division rivals. And, you know, I got to say, Sean, this is going to happen throughout the season, and it's a long season, but kind of seeing a different Stars team as of late on the ice with just a few tendencies. The penalties are still there. A couple things I'm seeing, and I wanted to get your thoughts. One was, the Winnipeg game. I thought Winnipeg was the better team on the ice. I thought they deserved the 2 points. I thought it was a great comeback by the Stars. So we'll get into the controversy and what's going to happen with that. Saturday night, I just felt as though the Stars, were kind of beat. And I had some worries prior to the season about the defensive strength as far as, winning in the corners and getting it out of your zone. And I felt as though the Stars struggled with that and kind of seemed, especially on the back end, a little discombobulated. So a tough game on Saturday nights against Colorado. But we also want to throw in the positive. So Jason Robertson continues his tear. And it's weird to say Jason Robertson in the same sentence as a Connor McDavid. But the numbers are the numbers, and this is special right now. And I don't know if we think of this as special, but I mean, it is absolutely amazing the year he's having so far.
Yeah, the whole Robertson thing, it's kind of that space where I think if for us, we've seen him, like, I don't think we're having as much of the wow moment that a lot of outside NHL media have. You've seen a lot of people who have been like, wow, where did this Jason Robertson kid come from? What about this kid? And I think it's just kind of, it's been one of those facts of life where he was kind of hidden by being in Dallas. He wasn't doing this in an original six market, and he didn't have the year he had last year in a bigger quote-unquote hockey market, so it's surprising some other people. But I think for us, it's not as much surprising that he's doing it. I think it's kind of the consistency is what's really been surprising to me. Kind of sometimes when you're a younger player, even when you're a 40 goal scorer like Robertson was last year, all of a sudden the league starts to learn you, right? And Luds and I actually talked about this last week. Like, there's this time when you learn the league and the league learns you, and that's when you have to adjust. And Robertson, even though the book is out on Jason Robertson, he continues to rewrite the book and redefine it. And that's the thing that impresses me the most, the fact that we keep seeing that. We keep finding him ways to make an impact in other ways and score in various ways. And that's just the mark of like a true goal scorer for me. It's so impressive to see him adapting to a league that now knows they have to circle number 21 on their whiteboard every single night. And they're not stopping him still. That to me is the part that surprises me the most. I'm not as much as in the, oh, wow, here's this Jason Robertson kid. It's look at what he's doing every night, even though every person in the world knows that the puck's going to him at the key moments.
Yeah, he was a great player in juniors and really excelled in Texas and then came up, was sent down, similar to Jake Oettinger. But when he came back, I felt as though for both Oettinger and Robertson, I felt as though the bubble took them to another level. And I just felt as though being around the team, seeing what the team could do on a day in and day out basis, how they reacted, how they worked. I just felt that was a good learning tool for the younger players. Is that because from what I heard, Jason Robertson came back more determined after that. Is that what you heard as well?
Yeah, he was not as much so much he came back more determined, but I always heard Robertson and Oettinger, but I feel like the Robertson bubble impact was more so of, he saw that firsthand of what it takes to go that deep. And obviously it was kind of it's not a normal run. There'll never be another run like that, but you lived day in, day out with Joe Pavelski, Jamie Benn, Tyler Seguin. Like even though you were part of the taxi squad, or not even the taxi squad, the bubble squad, right at that point, just being a part of that every single day and seeing what it took. It was just like kind of like a crash collision course and everything. And it definitely happened with Oettinger. It's kind of funny. It's like you mentioned this right now, and I have a story coming out later this week in D Magazine on Anton Hudobin, actually, who's down in Texas. But one of the things I spoke to Jim Nill about this past weekend was Anton Hudobin's impact on Jake Oettinger from that bubble time, where we saw Jake was the backup in the bubble and Hudobin was the starter. But Jake, the Stars see the fingerprints of that time, the bubble, all the time on Jake. And you see it on Robertson as well. To me, the big thing about Robertson is I think he went from that bubble time and realized his game and his approach worked, and he didn't have to change what he was to be in the NHL. And I think that's something that a lot of young players sometimes go through, where they try to change their game too much, or they try to do something else to get to the NHL. And Robertson realized he is such an elite scorer. He can do that to be in the NHL. And he learned that from the bubble. He learned that from practicing every day with the Stars then. And we're seeing it pay off now. He didn't let his game get broken, for lack of a better word, by trying to do something to be someone he wasn't. And that all started in the bubble and has continued to grow.
You know, I think back to Brett Hull, and I mean, we're talking about one of the all-time greats in Hull, but the reason I bring up Brett Hull was obviously an amazing one-timer, and the accuracy in his shot and the accuracy of Robertson's shot. And I'm not comparing the two, but what I am comparing was, you know, if you talk to people that skated with Brett Hull, he wasn't the fastest skater on the ice, but he always found the puck and he had puck smart. And he knew where to be. And that's why I compare a Robertson to a Brett Hull. Is that a fair comparison, stats aside? Because, I mean, you look at Connor McDavid, yes. He's flying around the ice. And, you know, you look at Sidney Crosby and the amazing stick work that he does,
yes,
and the face-off draws and everything. And then you say about Jason Robertson, you're like, yeah, good player, you know, gets in front of the net and stuff. So it's interesting, but I love those guys that don't necessarily have that elite talent that you can see with the eye, yet the stats don't lie.
100%. And it's the little, I've mentioned this before, but one of the things about Robertson, he's like the forward version of the way Nick Lidstrom controlled games. And Nick Lidstrom, in my view, is one of the greatest defensemen of all time. And the way Nick Lidstrom controlled the games was, you looked at him like he was the perfect human. And the thing about perfection is sometimes when things are perfect, you don't notice them, and they just blend into the background, and they make things simple, and they make everything just slow down for them. And that's what Jason Robertson at his best is at the forward. He plays a perfect game. He plays a game where there's nothing flashy. There's nothing exciting. There's nothing overly energetic. There's no wasted motions. Even if you want to pick at the skating, it's still perfect in where it gets him from place to place. And the fact that Robertson is able to do that and just kind of be that guy that's there, and there, and there, and there. And then the minute you forget that he's there is the minute the puck's in the back of your net. Like, that is, that's a thing that it's, as a coach, you tell your guys to plan for it, you plan for it, you plan for it. But eventually you just kind of forget that he's there and he puts the puck in. It's impressive to watch. And then when he wants to take over a game and he needs to have kind of that moment of flash with, whether it's the big shot or picking a corner, he can do that. And it doesn't require all that energy. It's kind of that 0 to 60 switch that you don't even realize he's hitting it until it's too late.
You know, I'm fascinated too, because he had great stats in the OHL, and, you know, we've seen what Wyatt Johnston has done. And hockey to me is very similar to baseball in that these kids are so young, whereas your normal NFL draft pick coming out has 3 to 4 years experience at an elite level. So you can kind of see the quality, but, you know, that's why I tell people, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's, I like seeing, as much as I love the OHL or Western Hockey League or these Quebec Major Juniors, I like, there's just so much open ice in those junior leagues. I like to see when the ice shrinks at, you know, at the AHL level.
Yeah, and I like to, I mean, to me, each level below the, you start at the NHL, and the NHL, from a, the NHL is the best players in the world, but it's also the most structured league in the world, where that's, it's the most difficult place to get your shot off. It's the most difficult place to find the space. It's why we've seen guys who have tremendous shots in the AHL, guys who are point per game players in the AHL, who can't succeed in the NHL because they can't find the space with the structure that's been built by both teams. And so each level you go down, the structure devolves a bit, right? So like the NHL is the most structured league in the world, then the AHL is, and then the ECHL, it just goes down and down from there, right? And so it's one thing to be able to do this and be that offensive prowess when things are sloppy and mistakes are made for you. It's another thing when all of a sudden you aren't getting mistakes made for you and you have to force the other team to make them. And that's one of the big things. And that's why I love watching guys in the AHL to see what they can become in the NHL. And we saw Robertson have success in the AHL. And I also think that's why it's, I always write this, and I have no issue saying it, the biggest and most difficult jump isn't the AHL to the NHL. It's from junior to pro, no matter what level. What you, even if it's the ECHL or the AHL, that's the biggest and most difficult jump a guy will make in their career. Until you see how a guy handles that jump, I think you can't really say much about what they're going to be as a pro player. It's a lot. I've seen so many junior players where you're like, oh, this guy's going to be great, and then they never make it. And then I've seen guys who I'm like, I don't really know, but then he makes the jump successfully from junior to pro, and you're like, okay. That, to me, is the biggest jump a guy's to make in his career, and you're spot on, Gavin. Like, show me what a guy does at pro first before I get too wrapped up in what he does. At junior, obviously, you can only play who's in front of you, but at the end of the day, you got to do it in a smaller space. You got to do it in the tighter space. And a guy like Robertson, in particular, because that's who we're obviously talking quite a bit about today, you got to be able to develop and build your shot when the space gets smaller. Otherwise, you just become a guy with a hard shot who never gets it off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,